Hello, Pontus Wadström from A Real Movement. Thank you for catching up with me now after Source Space Summit. Pontus, I wanted to straight away ask you, you held two theme discussions focusing on change management. What were the reactions and what did you discuss?
Well, the first thing we discussed was basically how difficult it is to realize actual change. And this just reinforces me that you have to take change seriously to actually be able to realize the gains or the benefits that you have tried to, that you tried to with the performing this kind of change. That was one thing. Another thing that struck me was that many of the delegates from the conference are working in truly global global organizations. So change needs to be, and change needs to be locally adjusted, and that is even more crucial in global organizations, that you have to have a structure that creates some kind of flexibility in terms of how you perform change management from a global process, but in a local context, so to speak.
Yeah.
So that was that's two things. Another thing that struck me was that in very few of the delegates, just as companies across the globe in general, have not really defined their process for change management, which is very important, I think. And so that needs to be done. You have to make sure that you have a process for change management that's in line with maybe the project management model or something like that. So you're performing or conducting change very thoroughly. And you need to set responsibilities for the business case management part, the communication part, the training part, and the follow-up part. And to be able to do this in a proper way, as I said, take it seriously, you need to set resources for change management in any large change project. So that's basically my thoughts and ideas on the discussions.
And would you say that there was a common understanding among the groups, obviously from different type organizations, different countries and so forth? Were people in agreement of the challenges in creating real change?
Very much so, yes, very much.
No,
you go ahead.
No, but that's really, from your perspective, that must be quite interesting, because obviously they all sit with quite large change projects, whether they define it as such or not. What's your reflection on how can that be that you are working with change and yet you don't have a structured process for enabling real change?
I guess it's that it's defined in many different ways, and also that in different organizations everybody working with change has their own definition, and it's still a fairly young discipline. So there are a few change models on the market that you can use, that you can buy and use, and they're not, I don't know why they're not getting through. I believe that in order to get change to happen, you need to invest resources, and this investment is something in the beginning of a project, something that is not considered very important. So you, instead of making these investments in change, you try to deliver the project as it is.
Yeah. Well,
so the consequences are the immediate consequences to working with change is basically just negative, because it's more difficult and it raises more money and needs more money. So, and the consequences, the good consequences are more long term. So it's difficult to understand that if you haven't had the experience working with large change projects.
And therefore there's a huge possibility, if you do recognize the need to allocate resources early on, if you're about to do a major project of some kind, I guess.
Yeah, yes, of course. And I think if you define the benefits of the project in an early stage and really, really define them and try to work actively with the business case management as a part of the change management process, you will be much more likely to realize the benefits of the project and realize the business case that you hopefully based your entire project on. So yeah, absolutely. Yeah. If there's benefits, you need to define them and you need to measure them continuously.
Yeah, and break them down into who needs to do what in order to have it come true, which is of course an everyday challenge for people working in organizational and transactional developments within finance and procurement. Thank you, Pontus, for being with us, and we are going to be presenting more possibilities to do hands-on change management structuring, and I look forward to that, and I look forward to seeing you again.
Thank you. Thank you. Likewise.
Bye.